2025 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 5. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Romans 8:11. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Ephesians 3:16-17. Be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. 19. That you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. In Romans 8:11 we have three matters. First, we have the entire triune God, the one who raised Jesus from the dead, Christ Jesus, and his Spirit who indwells you. Second, we have the process required for his dispensing, as implied in the words Jesus, emphasizing incarnation, Christ, emphasizing crucifixion and resurrection, and raised, emphasizing resurrection. Third, we have his dispensing of himself into the believers, as shown by the phrase give life to your mortal bodies, which indicates that the dispensing not only occurs at the center of our being but also reaches to the circumference, to our whole being. The phrase give life to your mortal bodies does not refer to divine healing but to the result of our allowing the Spirit of God to make his home in us and saturate our entire being with the divine life. In this way he gives his life to our mortal, dying body, not only to heal it but also that it may be enlivened to carry out his will. Today's reading. The Spirit in Romans 8:11 is the Spirit of resurrection. Our spirit is life and our mind also is life. Our body is dying. However, life is given even to our dying mortal body. Our body can participate in this life, be sustained with this life, and be supplied with this life through his Spirit who indwells us. Undoubtedly, the indwelling Spirit is the resurrected Christ. Christ as the indwelling Spirit constantly imparts life to every aspect of our being. An excellent illustration of this is electricity. Although electricity has been installed into a building, its flow can be frustrated. Christ, the life-giving Spirit, has been installed into our being as the heavenly electricity. However, only a small part of our being gives him a free course. Most of our being is not open to him but rather frustrates him. For example, your emotions may be a frustration to Christ. Therefore, Christ has difficulty imparting himself as life into your emotions. You need to pray, Lord, deal with my emotions. Break through my emotions that you may impart yourself as life into them. We need this kind of experience. If you practice this, you will find that Christ as life is now in your spirit, waiting for an opportunity to spread himself into every area and avenue of your being. He is waiting to penetrate the hidden parts of your being. If you open yourself to him, he will even impart himself as life into your mortal body, making you a person who is filled with all the riches of his life. God has been processed into the available Spirit of life. Before being processed, although he could do many things outside of us, he could not come into us until he had passed through the complete process of incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection. Since being processed, he has become and still is the available Spirit of life. Now, like the air for breathing, it is so easy for him to enter into us. As the available Spirit of life, God has come into our spirit, making it life. Since Christ, the life-giving Spirit, is in us, our spirit is life because of righteousness. The Lord has made our spirit life by regeneration. Now, as the Spirit of life in our spirit, he is spreading himself from our spirit into our soul, into our mind, emotion, and will. Eventually, he will even expand into our mortal body. In such a way, God saturates us with himself. This is the end of today's morning revival.